Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Bahalai. I'm sorry, Shabbos Parshas Shalach, and Amyutz Hashem, Torah Vadas's annual dinner, the first one in 2 years because of the pandemic, honoring Harav Reuven Shiner, hoping to see you all on Sunday evening. In the meantime, we prepare for Shabbos, and with a positive message from the story of the Meraglim, because the hero of the story of the Meraglim was Kalei ben Yefune, and of course Yeshua ben Nun. And let us learn from how Kalei tries to teach Klal Yisrael to have betachin, to have faith. After all, the people were dispirited. And the Torah tells us what Kalei said. We have to understand what he was saying. In Pasuk Lamed, Vayahas Kalei es ha'om. And Kalei silenced the people. El Moshe. Vayomer. Listen to what he said. Oloi nala, we will go up to Eretz Yisrael. The Yerashnu Oysa, and we will succeed in inheriting the land. Ki yachal nuchala, because we are capable of it. That's it. That's what he says. Says Rashi, what is he saying? Oloi nala, we will go up. Afilu b'shamayim. V'oimer asu sulamais. Even if it's in the heaven. And we have to make ladders to get there. And Moshe says, make ladders, alusham, natsliach b'chol devar, we'll still be successful. Now this sounds like a very simple and unsophisticated message. We could do what Moshe says. If he says we have to make ladders and go to heaven, we could do that as well. In fact, Rav Moshe explains, printed both in the Darash Moshe and in the Kol Ram, that it's not so, that there really is a much deeper message than seems to be at first glance, and that is the following. Ramesha asks, what does it mean, asu salamis va'alusham? If you have to go up to heaven, you have to make rockets. Ramesha Rabbeinu should have said, im yayim alalu aleilu rakia, so then we'll go up. What's asu salamis? How many ladders are you going to make to go up to the heavens? What is the message of Kalev? There's a yesod in the bitachon hachayim that a yid has to have. And I find very often that people despair, people are miyuish, people are worried. Sometimes you have a person who's already getting older, maybe 30 years old, a woman who's having a hard time with shiduchim. And she's divorced too. 30 and divorced. I met a woman who's 30 years old and divorced. She's very, very sad, very dispirited. She doesn't want a date. She says, what are the odds? What are statistical odds? I'm already 30. And I have a get. What's going to be with me? What's the answer when someone tells you that it's very, very hard, it's very difficult, I don't see hope? Sometimes people ask me about their parnasa. They're having difficulty in parnasa. There are opportunities that involve a certain amount of risk to go do a business, start a business. So I would like to tell you a yisoid in the betochen that yid has to have. The yisoid is, your job is to create a place for the bracha to be chal. What you have to do is create some method by which a bracha could be chal from Shemayim. Without a Kaddish Baruch Hu's help, you'll never find a shidduch. You'll never have a parnasa. It's all totally in a Kaddish Baruch Hu helping you along. Rav Moshe says this. Rav Moshe says, Kisha Adam Reitza Liz Gadel. When a person wants to move up, he has to do whatever he's able to do. If he's deserving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the Hatzlacha. But to request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he give him Hatzlacha, b'li shum avoida me'ite, without any effort, ze e efshul levakesh klal. That's a quote in the Qur'an. It's not possible. You don't ask if you don't do. Your job is to make a place for the bracha to be chal. You're worried about shidduchim. Who knows what it'll be? We don't know. Your job, your responsibility, is to create a place that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's bracha could be chal. A Kadosh Baruch Hu could do it anyway. Of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu could do it anyway. But the job of a human being, the shtadlus of a human being, is to do things so that there's a method, a vehicle by which shtadlus creates a vehicle, and then that vehicle is based on bitachon. You start a business, don't be afraid, don't fear. My father, Olav Hashalom, used to encourage people, do it, I tried, do it. That's lacha. Where does it come from? That's lacha always comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't come from your own kaiches, your own effort. It doesn't work that way. So, Rav Moshe, that's what Kalev was telling the people. The people of the Jewish, they despaired. They said, how are we going to conquer this land? Kalev gave them a very deep message. He said, even if you have to go to heaven, what are the odds you're going to go up to heaven? It doesn't matter. Asus sulamais. You do what you have to do. You start with your ladders. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu will make the bracha bicha. It's an important lesson in life. Your job is to do what needs to be done. Hatzlacha. Hatzlacha comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let us move to a thought on the Haftarah. This is from Rav Palm on the Haftarahs, which is perhaps one of the most beautiful of Rav Shalom Smith's many Svarim from Rav Palm. And here in Parsha Shalach, of course, the Haftarah is the story of Rachav HaZayin of the Meraglim in the time of Yeshua. And we find in the Haftarah the following. As you should know, the Meraglim, meaning Kalev and Pinchas, come to that home of Rachav HaZayin, a woman of ill repute, and she saves their lives. And she lets them escape by lowering them with a rope down the window. Rashi says, "Bechevel chota, bechevel osasot tshuva," meaning that that rope she had used to bring people up to a window who were coming for reasons that are not respectable, and now she used the same rope for a dvar mitzvah. Of course, later, Rachav was Megayer. She ended up marrying Yeshua, and Chazal say 8 Nevi'im came from her, including Yirmiyahu HaNavi. The Alkut brings that in the 38th parak of Yirmiyahu, parak Lamed Ches, Yirmiyahu is thrown into the dungeon. Not the dungeon like a jail in America, but a pit. The jail in ancient days was a pit, and in the bottom of the pit was mud, and the criminal sunk into the mud and could barely move, stuck in a bar, in a pit. And that's what the Nevi'i HaSheker did to Yirmiyahu. They threw him into the pit. Later, when the Nevi'i HaSheker disappeared, Tzidkiyo pulled Yirmiyahu out of jail. How did he pull him out of the pit? He was doing this secretly. He didn't want to call people in. He got a rope, threw the rope down. Yirmiyahu put it around his arms, under his underarms, and it was pulled up. It was very painful. Chazal say that he put shmatis between the rope and his underarms. So when he got pulled up, it shouldn't hurt that much, but it was painful. And the Medrash says, Yirmiyahu said, Halavai besulam yaluaisi. Why do I have to be pulled up in such a painful way? I wish there would be a ladder. And Rabbi Yisham said, you're being saved in the source of Rachav HaZayna. She used ropes. She didn't arrange a ladder for the Meraglim to escape. She used ropes. So you have as much schus as she had. Zakhtar Rav Palm. We learn from here. When a person does chesed, he has to do it in the best way possible. You may think, I'm doing this person a chesed. Look what I'm doing. He's stuck in mud. He's sunk in mud. I'm pulling him out. I'm doing a chesed. I'm saving the Meraglim's life. What am I doing? They're getting saved by Rachav HaZayin. The nature of a person is, when he does a chesed, so he gives the poor person something that's good enough for him. So, really, when you do a chesed, a person should try as best he can to do it in the most lechatchiladik way, in a mahudradik way. Rav Palm said that his Zayde, the Shedlitzer Rav, was in shul, and after Friday night's tefillah, the aniyim would be in the back, the gabbai would send an ani to a home. And this particular Friday night, there were two aniyim. One was a heavy man who obviously enjoyed eating. One was a thin professor type who obviously enjoyed learning. So the gabbai figured, I'll give the rav this little professor fellow. They'll talk and learning. Afterwards, the Shedlitzer Rav said to the gabbai, you think I need a chavrusa for my suda? I want to do chesed. I want to do chesed in the most mahudadik way. Next time, send me the one who's going to eat a lot. I want to do chesed, mahudadik chesed. I need someone on a diet to come to my house and eat. I need someone who enjoys eating. What an attitude towards chesed. Ah. I've noticed when collectors come to my door from Eretz Yisrael, I feel terrible for them. They travel from Eretz Yisrael, they go door to door. Some of them are elderly people. How much do I help them already? I offer them a drink. I offer them use of a bathroom, which is sometimes something they're ashamed to ask. And sometimes they take me up on it. But even I said, we try. We try. Do we do enough? No. But do chesed in the best possible way. So, Avarna the Parsha, make place at a bracha to Bichal. Avarna the Avtaira, do chesed in the most mahudadik way. I'd like to share with you some pain about current events. It's been a very difficult year. A difficult year and a half, the pandemic, the negative publicity Orthodox Jews have gotten here in this country. And then the Lag BaOmer tragedy and the Erev Shavuos tragedy, Rachmana Litzlan. And we should not belittle the tragedy of this week. In Eretz Yisrael, they're forming a government without any frum parties. Frum parties are excluded from this government. And anti-frum people are here. Who is the government? Self-proclaimed opportunists. They themselves don't have any common philosophy. Opportunists. It's Rachmana Litzlan. That's the Eitzah in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Eitzah to bomb our enemies and to exclude them from people. That's the Eitzah in Eretz Yisrael. It's very difficult. What's going to be with the Iran treaty now that there's a non-government? I would like you all to ask. I would like to ask of all of you. After Aleinu L'Shabeach and Yisidurim, there are three psukim. And you should please say them b'kavana. The psukim are talking about times of danger. Al tira mipachad pisaim u'mishayas risham kisavai. Don't be afraid. Utsu eitza v'sufar dabru dova v'la yokum ki imonu keel. Utsu eitza v'sufar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, protect us. Protect us. We have plenty of enemies in the world. Utsu eitza v'sufar dabru dova v'la yokum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us protection. In a time where the world around us is utsu eitza, we need to strengthen our tefillah. And perhaps, by adding these psukim, we'll have an extra added measure of protection. And with that, I want to wish you, it's been a very difficult year. Very challenging year. Simchas Torah was not a Simchas Torah, if you remember. Torah was not a Simchas Torah. And for many Yidden in many places of the world, Purim was not a real Purim. And Pesach was not quite the Pesach it should be. And Lag BaOmer was not the Lag BaOmer. It was a day of tragedy in Shavuos with the Erev Shavuos tragedy. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please give us our wish. That just like the Simchas Torah was not a Simchas Torah. The Purim, the Pesach, and Lag BaOmer, and the Shavuos. Let it be that the Tisha B'Av should not be a Tisha B'Av. We should finally be Zaycha to a Geula Shalema B'Karav Mamish. A good Shabbos to one and all.